with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Biden says now is the time to come together.
You can't love your country only when you win. You can't love your neighbor only when you agree. Something I hope we can do, no matter who you voted for, is see each other not as adversaries, but as fellow Americans. Bring down the temperature.
The president delivered remarks to the nation in what was his first appearance on camera following Donald Trump's decisive victory over Kamala Harris. Mr. Biden said he had spoken with the president-elect and assured him that he would direct his administration to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition. Also at SRNNews.com, the Federal Reserve is expected to cut interest rates today. Correspondent Donna Warder has that report.
The Fed cut its benchmark rate a half point in September, but some borrowers found it difficult to feel the benefits because investors have sharply pushed up Treasury yields, resulting in higher borrowing costs throughout the economy. And experts say President-elect Donald Trump's plan to impose at least a 10% tariff on all imports, significantly higher taxes on Chinese goods, and a mass deportation of immigrants in the U.S. illegally would almost certainly boost inflation, making it less likely the Fed would continue cutting its key rate. Donna Warder, Washington.
Cuba has been left reeling after a fierce Category 3 hurricane ripped across western portions of that island, knocking out the country's power grid, downing trees, and damaging infrastructure. No fatalities immediately reported. Rafael has slowed to a Category 2 hurricane as it chugged into the Gulf of Mexico before heading toward Mexico. The Dow is ahead 33 points now and the NASDAQ up 250. This is SRN News. A disturbing report from a Muslim country.
Pakistan's National Commission for Human Rights says Islamic radicals are seeking to lure Christians into posting things on social media that can wind up getting them arrested for blasphemy. The commission goes on to state that some of these radicals are actually getting help from government officials in their efforts to entrap Christians. Pakistan has some of the most draconian blasphemy laws in the world. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Congress has its first transgender representative, Delaware Democratic State Senator Sarah McBride, a man who's living as a woman, has been elected to the House. McBride had established a national profile as a transgender activist, and national LGBT groups flooded his campaign with money. Meanwhile, in Montana, transgender State Representative Zoe Zephyr has won re-election. Zephyr also a man living as a woman. This is SRN News. There's mixed reaction in Israel to the U.S. presidential election. We have the latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Middle Eastern pundits agree that despite the satisfaction Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu displayed at President-elect Trump's victory, just how the two men's agendas will merge or diverge remains to be seen. Those who accept the view that the Israeli leader will stay steadfast in his need to fight the Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists, regardless of the amount of time it takes, may find a less willing ally in President Trump version 2, who has asserted his intent to conclude the war as soon as possible. This might mean accepting compromises Netanyahu consistently rejected, but which will set the starting point for the state of the U.S.-Israel relationship this time around. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.